Yes, I was very pleased with the performance, with the effort that went in. We've been able to have that sort of passion and intensity and sort of desire at home under lights at Six Ways with the crowd behind us. And it was after last week against Saracens, it was about trying to replicate that away from home, which is not easy, you know, when you're in different surroundings. But today the players really gave everything. I wouldn't say that the quality was there all the time, unfortunately, but I think a step at a time. And in the past, we've come away from home. We haven't really had as much desire and passion as that. We haven't been able to generate it because away from home you've got to generate it yourself, really, rather than having your crowd getting behind you. So there's a method you've got to try and generate that passion yourself. And at times we haven't had the quality, but today at least, I think the first step for us away from home is that we've had the desire and the passion, the real belief that we could win. To come here and outscore them by 2-1 was psychologically a significant boost for us. We had to play 20 minutes with 14 men as well. I think the penalty count was 20-10 against us. So when you're facing that penalty count and you're facing playing Quins with 14 men for 20 minutes, to still score 2-1 and just lose by 3 points was a good effort.
Fairly stop-start sort of a game for a lot of the time.
Yeah, well, you've got to do that to Quins, aren't you? You know, they like a very fast, frenetic game. That's the way it is. So, you know, you can't fall into the trap of trying to play a helter-skelter game. You've got to make sure that you dictate the pace of the game yourself. And I thought at times we were quite intelligent and played when we wanted to play and not when Quins wanted to play.
You were really urging your team to kick the ball off at the end, so you were happy with the bonus point.
Well, I think so. I think you're a little bit ambitious with the seconds, 4 seconds on the clock. I think you can go 75 metres against Quins and score a blistering try. It'd be nice to think that in your dreams, but I think the effort the players have put in there to come away with a point was right. The danger was, of course, if you run it, you suddenly spill a bit of ball, they turn it over and score. You know, it breaks everyone's heart. So we've come away from home. I think over these two games, we would have taken one win against Saracens and certainly a bonus point down here, so we're putting back on track again now.
You'd have wanted a better platform from your scrum tonight.
Yeah, I was disappointed. I think we looked at their front five, looked at our front five and felt that we should dominate that area with the age and experience that we had in the pack, and that didn't happen. And if our scrum had got at least parity, if not a bit more, we would have won the game tonight without a question. But every time there was a scrum, we probably conceded ground through a penalty, and they were able to relieve the pressure and kick the touch and have a line out. So that was disappointing. The players are disappointed about that, and we'll have to get on and work at it, because we are better than that. There's no doubt we can scrummage better than we did tonight.
David Lemmy, top try scorer for you now, sort of nicked another one tonight. A few eyebrows raised when you signed him, but he's proving his worth.
Yeah, I know, Dave. You've got to have, you know, sometimes, because the defences are so good these days, you need somebody that can unlock defences. It's very rare you can do, you know, score a lovely manufactured try. It often comes from a flash of brilliance from somebody making a line break, and Dave Lemmy can score out of nothing, really. So if you could have two or three more like that, then you've got a good side.